KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. At 7:06, we have cloudy skies, some rumbles off to thunder off to our west, and 73 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be partly cloudy to cloudy with isolated showers this morning and a high today around 90, winds north at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Radar shows a line of light rain occurring along the Interstate 80 corridor from about Cass and Audubon counties over to Shelby and Pottawatomie County, and some heavier thunderstorms to the west of Logan in west central Harrison County and stretching across the Missouri River into Nebraska. There's also moderate cell to the east-northeast of the Omaha area. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Red Oak Police report the arrest at around 8:40 p.m. on Thursday of 20-year-old Vanessa Michelle Jensen of Red Oak. Jensen was taken into custody in the 400 block of East Joy Street on a charge of simple assault. And in the last report, she was being held at the Montgomery County Jail on a $300 bond. The Cass County Sheriff's Office yesterday said they'd like to advise residents of a recent scam call. Authorities said a person called a resident and told them that they, the caller, were with the clerk of court's office and were calling with regard to paper service. Officials warn you that these types of calls are not legitimate. Residents are encouraged to hang up if they get a call like that and not to give out any personal information. Also, you can contact the sheriff's office if you have any questions or concerns regarding fraudulent calls. One person was injured in a train-truck accident in northwest Iowa Thursday. A semi with a gravel dump trailer collided with the Burlington Northern Santa Fe train at around 1:15 p.m. at a crossing about 3 miles west of Lamar's. The semi was coming down a hill heading eastbound, and the train was going northbound. The driver of the truck was airlifted to a Sioux City hospital in serious condition. The Plymouth County Sheriff's Office said the crossing signals were working at the time of the accident. Teachers and staff with the Atlantic Community School District were out and about on Thursday dressed in orange shirts, spreading the advantage of joy, happiness, and gratitude through the Orange Frog training method based around a book by Sean Acor. Ashley Mosier, a Washington kindergarten teacher, said they braved the heat to spread some good vibes.
Because the Atlantic Community School District is starting an initiative to just spread joy, starting with our district, our teachers, our students, and just hoping to have a positive impact on the community.
Mosier said so many people in our school district and community are already doing amazing things, and we want to highlight those good things. She says we're using small steps each day to make big positive changes for our students, our teachers, our district, and our community. Being positive has proven to increase productivity and engagement, which leads to success. And success is exactly where Atlantic is headed, she said. Choose to be happy and be a part of the Orange Frog movement. Now, Wendy Peterson, Washington Elementary paraeducator, and others in the group, including Superintendent Steve Barber, also came out to KJAN on Thursday to spread their messages.
Be happy today.
Hi, this is Lori Namani, and we can all do something to increase our happiness. Just make one small change, and it can turn into big things.
This is Rebecca Wallace and Choose Joy.
We represent the HOP team, and we're spreading positive energy into the community.
Alyssa Dovenspike and stay classy.
To learn more about happiness in the workplace, look for I Spark Happiness on Facebook. Well, last week, the mayor of Audubon issued a water emergency in effect until September 1st. Yesterday, Thursday, the city of officials in Exira issued a mandatory water conservation notice as well. The Regional Rural Water Association is asking citizens of Exira to abide by the following restrictions, which include no outdoor watering or irrigation of any kind between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m., no watering or irrigation of lawns whatsoever, watering of flowers, vegetable gardens, trees, or shrubs less than 4 years old, and new seedlings are permitted once per week only with an application not to exceed 1 inch. Also, there's no car washing in Exira except a commercial establishment that provides car washing as their only means of income. And even then, commercial washes of cars are to be restricted to 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Also, no water shall be used to fill private swimming, wading pools, or other such articles. Water may not be used to clean the streets, driveways, sidewalks, or other surfaces. For necessary agricultural and industrial water usages, such as filling spraying tanks, reducing flow rate, and filling over a longer period, including overnight, reduce the instantaneous demand on the city's Exira system, and water flow may be reduced or terminated as needed to protect the system's integrity, including to customers who are found not to be following the rules. The new map from the U.S. Drought Monitor shows worsening conditions across the state of Iowa. Radio Iowa's Matt Kelly reports.
Only 5% of the state is shown as having normal conditions all in the southeast, while drought gained more ground practically everywhere else. Parts of eastern and far southwestern Iowa are in the abnormally dry category, but the majority of the state is in drought now. A week ago, 56% of Iowa was in moderate to severe drought, and now it's 76%. Severe drought covers about 40 of the state's 99 counties, including virtually all of northern Iowa and much of the central region. I'm Matt Kelly.
Fireworks are now on sale in Iowa, mostly from tents, but just because you can buy the booming noisemakers doesn't mean it's okay to set them off. In May, the Atlantic City Council set July 2nd, 3rd, and 4th from noon until 11 p.m. each day as the dates and times for fireworks celebrations in advance of and on Independence Day. State law says cities and counties cannot ban the sale of fireworks, but municipalities can forbid their use. Clinton Mayor Scott Madison has a reminder for residents of that eastern Iowa community.
I've already gotten a few emails about this. People are amping up for it, I guess. You know, the state of Iowa allows fireworks to be sold in the state of Iowa. The discharge of fireworks in the city limits of Clinton is still illegal.
Many Iowa communities have banned the use of fireworks by the general public while still allowing professional displays. And since fireworks were legalized in Iowa, critics have bemoaned how contradictory the law appears, mandating that fireworks be legal to sell, but then allowing cities to ban them from being used.
It is extremely difficult. And, you know, and the state legislature has put us in that position, and that's their choice. But, you know, I mean, we've got some people in town that, and even local people that sell the fireworks, and they make, I'm sure they make good money off it, and that's good for them. And, you know, I don't want to hinder anybody's business in that sense.
Police in a number of Iowa cities have had a difficult time in past summers ticketing and stopping those who ignore the local ordinances and setting off the fireworks. The mayor is urging all Iowans to be good neighbors, especially during the upcoming 4th of July weekend. Now, fireworks are legal to sell in Iowa from permanent structures between June 1st and July the 8th, and from tents and other temporary structures from June 13th through July 8th. It's also legal to sell them in the state during a short period around New Year's Eve. That's a check of the news. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500.